Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren. Missed you last week.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. So, is this the day that you take the sparkle out of cupcakes for all of us?
Well, yes. I'm sorry to have to tell the cupcake and big cake lovers everywhere that the shimmering, brightly coloured glitter on those cakes, on some of those cakes, has no place on cake icing.
Why?
It's actually plastic.
No
and
ways.
Should not be eaten. Sorry to have
what
to
the hell, Wendy?
I know, it was quite a staggering discovery for me too, I have to say. The industry isn't being regulated, that's the thing. And bakers, both home bakers and commercial cupcake bakers, mostly don't know about labeling, what should be on the product and what clearly isn't. Mm-hmm. And they aren't asking the right questions of their suppliers. So I asked a local cupcake outlet, Cupcake Heaven, what they know about the glitter that's on some of their elaborate cakes, some, not all. And I was told, not sure, speak to our supplier. And so I did. The supplier was Party Themes in Springfield. Mm-hmm. An employee there told me that they got their glitter from three suppliers, among them a company called Aragon, based in Joburg. And he said the label strictly says, strictly for decorative purposes, non-toxic.
Non-toxic.
Okay? Yeah.
But you shouldn't eat it. That's a bit confusing.
It is. It's completely contradictory, right? So... okay, so if the glitter is only for decoration, yeah. I'd like to see the person who can sit and pick the glitter off icing. I mean, I don't know that that is actually possible,
I've
right?
I've never done that in my life.
So I raised that issue, and the Party Themes guy said to me, well, he was told that you can sprinkle the glitter onto icing, and that's fine, but you can't eat it from the container, so making out that it's a quantity issue.
Okay.
So I then went to the company that makes the stuff, Aragon, and I got hold of the owner, Wayne Scher, mm-hmm. and it turns out that he's actually stopped supplying KZN stores with glitter, all but one store that's effectively his franchise store in the Overport area. He says because it's not being used as intended. Apparently, okay. And KZN is a hot spot for abusing non-edible glitter, right?
I never knew
he
about
says
this.
It's supposed to be applied to removable cake decoration, so like those big blooms or whatever that are there that you clearly must take off and not eat, he said. But instead, it's being sprinkled liberally, like straight onto the icing. And some of the stuff is actually carcinogenic. So
no,
not what we really want on a cake. So, sure.
Not something you want on a cake we give our kids.
Well, exactly. It's not just kids who eat these things, but yes. And okay,
I occasionally have one.
I have a friend who's got a six-year-old daughter, and for her birthday last year, I made frozen cupcakes with glitter on
with glitter.
I put my hand up, yes. So, where was I? So, yes, so Scher has been in this Aragon guy has been in the cake decoration goods business for some 20 years, and he exports to many, many countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he's been on something of a crusade about the misuse of inedible, non-food grade cake decorations for quite a while. So last November, he posted on his Facebook page, the fact that people throw these products all over cakes and then eat them is wrong, especially when cake decorators use these items and the person buying the cupcakes and cakes have no idea that these are really, the glitter and whatever, are not a food item. People have the right to know. As for people, suppliers calling their products food touch safe, he said, that doesn't mean that they are edible. They're trying to say they can be on the food, but you must take them off before eating. And let's speak more upfront with consumers. Say, do not eat this. Yeah, that would work for most people, I think. Okay, so Scher's sentiments are shared by Ian Yule of Cape Town-based decorations maker Nicoletta, who I've been speaking to. And he has had many products on the local market tested by an independent lab in Cape Town and found them to be plastic as well. He says, we found no brightly colored glitter that can be backed up with food grade certification from a reputable certification partner. The fact that they are sold in baking shops and labeled non-toxic or food contact safe does not magically absolve the brand or the store selling the product of their responsibility to look after the consumer. The product should not be eaten. It should not be used on products that are are going to be eaten. It's that simple, he says.
Sure.
And listen to this. Sorry to creep you out completely. Sher, that's the Aragon guy, had some other awful revelations. He says most rose gold, so-called edible leaf or foil, is not edible at all. It's okay to use the non-edible leaf on removable parts of a cake, again, but he says, does the baker tell this to his client? I don't think so.
He tells everything.
Yeah, he says, you assume it's edible. It's not a cake.
Yeah.
A cake decorating company on the East Rand sells gold dust as non-toxic when, in fact, it's printer's ink, says. And I've also heard of poster paint being sold as food-grade paint for icing.
Do you know what should have been a big giveaway? Is like when you have a nice sparkly cupcake and a day later when it passes through you and then it's still sparkly.
The fact that
it hasn't been digested or it's still sparkly
exactly.
should
it's
be
like,
a giveaway.
It's like if you swallow a marble, it's not going to kill you, but it's not supposed to be in your body.
Exactly.
Right, okay. So now there's a huge story around this. This very week, the UK's Food Safety Agency, the FSA, dropped a bombshell about cake decorating products made by a very prominent South African company.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah, I will in a little bit.
Okay.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Wendy, you don't understand. This is one of my favorite pastimes with my daughter. We make cupcakes on the weekend and we decorate them and we put as much sparkly and shiny stuff on it. And then we go around and we hand them over to friends and this
You're
is
saying,
our thing.
Yeah, we love you. Have a bit of plastic on your cupcake.
Oh, no, man.
I'm sorry.
That's the reality of it.
It is. Look, it's not...
it's not every single decoration, right? So you just need to
We're talking mainly
the sparkly.
We're not talking hundreds and thousands in those sort of confectionaries.
Yes.
But the very sparkly glitter. And there's also been some questions around the very intense colors of that, the neons, and how is that all food grade? And that brings me to what the next thing. So on Tuesday, the UK's Food Standards Agency, the FSA, issued an advisory about the entire range of cake decorating products made by South African company Roll Chem, saying that the company had failed to provide assurances of product safety and therefore there was a potential risk that they could contain heavy metals, unapproved non-food pigments and other unapproved ingredients,
An indictment.
It is. So what happened was earlier this year, a batch of two Roll Chem gold colors were recalled from the UK market after being found to contain high levels of copper, again, something you don't really want in your confectionery. CEO Andries Kemp says the company couldn't meet any of the FSA's unrealistic deadlines regarding test certificates for its hundreds of different products. He said, we will supply the test certificates to all our stockists locally and internationally as soon as we receive them from the laboratory. It's an independent laboratory. We are confident that all products will test clear. But it's a bit of a concern. Yes. Yeah.
So, okay, what should cupcake consumers and bakers do right now to protect themselves?
Okay, so this applies to all cake decorating products. Avoid those with illegal labels. In other words, labels that don't tell you very much at all. The label must, by law, have a full list of ingredients, a batch number, a best before date, and the supplier's name and contact details. Okay. Right? It doesn't matter how small the little container is. Mm-hmm. That is what the law says. Especially, for food, right?
Yeah.
And for those making the cupcakes to sell, suppliers should be asked to produce their certificate of compliance and an MSDS, which is a materials safety data sheet.
Okay.
If you're buying the finished product, like most of us, don't eat the stick-on decorations and avoid cupcakes with bright glitter sprinkled directly onto the icing altogether. Sorry, Darren. Or do what I do with all icing on all cakes. I scoop it off with my finger and throw it into the bin, and then I eat the cake.
You just eat the cake.
I do. I've always done that.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
Oh,
here,
sorry.
Wendy,
Taking all the joy out of my
cupcakes.
I take my responsibility very seriously. We don't want to be eating plastic, Darren.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right.
And okay.
So I'm going to put this all up on the blog.
Okay, cool.
And can I tell people how to get hold of me, please?
Yes.
I'm trying to streamline all my email that lands up in one place. So my Facebook page is Wendy Nola Consumer, and there's a button in that says send email, and please do that way.
Please use that.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.